We're standing in a room which has got lots of large yellow pipes in it. So what's going on here?
We're standing next to Helen Chersky's buoy that she uses to carry out her scientific exploration. In total, it's 11 metres in length, bright yellow, and it has scientific instruments running all the way along it, and it measures the gaseous exchange between the oceans and the atmosphere, because, as she puts it, there's so few people working to try and understand how the atmosphere and the oceans interact. And obviously that ties in with global warming and carbon dioxide levels between the two of them. But she heads out into the middle of storms and drops this 11-metre giant thing into the middle of something that makes it look like a tiniest of needles in a haystack. And she is talking within the show, therefore, about what scientists do to actually gather data, to actually create a buoy that she designed and actually plan these missions that head out into the middle of the Atlantic, the Pacific, several different oceans. And it gives a real sense of adventure to the science that she is particularly doing.
And what other sorts of scientists are involved? You said you were speaking to UCL, but there's a whole mix of scientists, I believe.
Within the space, we've got six different science groups. Most of them are sort of engineering based, from UCL, mechanical, civil. But we do have people from the Centre for Polar Observation and Modelling, from Pennine Water Group, who are at Sheffield University. And we do have a group from Rutherford Appleton Lab as well, who are STFC's space lab that's based out in Oxfordshire.
STFC?
The Science and Technology Facilities Council. They are a team that are doing several things, in fact, in this world. So in New Atlantis, they are exploring our solar system, looking for mineral-rich asteroids or comets, perhaps, with the idea that we use them for resources, whether that be water or for space exploration, or whether that actually be rare earth minerals, metals, perhaps, for us to actually bring back onto Earth, is the premise of what they're doing within New Atlantis. And obviously their work is really to do with, they're currently building a section of the James Webb Space Telescope, so they're going to be talking about that in the show as well. But also they create little robots, rovers, that are sent out to various moons or asteroids. Longer term goal, obviously, is for them to go out, actually a little bit like Philae or Curiosity, to try and get actual physical data from these distant objects. So that's what they're doing within the show, and so they'll have lots of little gadgets, lots of little, again, pieces of kit that they themselves have designed and built.